No Mai Haere Mai, and welcome to Full Disclosure, a Stuff and KL Productions podcast with me, Karen O'Leary. In this series, I talk with all sorts of amazing and famous Kiwis to find out how coming out was for them. It is an absolute privilege to be joined by my next guest, someone that I would say needs no introduction, certainly not to me. I've known him for 45 years, which is my whole entire life. Mum, hello, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks, babe.
Okay, great. Thank you for coming in and agreeing to talk to me. I know that you're very excited about the prospect. Would you say that's true?
Excited and perhaps a bit nervous as well, yeah.
What are you nervous about?
Because I want to say things that are important and answer your questions truthfully and whatever. And so, yeah, I've been thinking about it a little bit. So I'll be glad now that we're doing it and, yeah.
And then it can be done.
Absolutely.
And then we can just chat like regular mother and daughter.
Absolutely.
In the future.
Well, we don't usually do it. No, we
don't. No, I try not to talk to you. Don't say that, Mum.
Sorry.
Obviously, I know that you're aware of this podcast that I'm doing, and yep. I know that you've listened to it. I love the fact that, yeah, you, when you were out walking in Carterton, you'd listen to Full Disclosure.
Yeah.
And obviously, most of my guests, no, all of my guests, have been talking about their experiences of coming out as gay or bisexual in Aotearoa. And one of the things that did come up very frequently with all of them was, you know, when you're telling your parents that you are this way, the fact that, you know, we as gay or bisexual people have had our whole lives to have to think about that and to process that. But for parents, you have that one moment when you get told and there's almost like that expectation that you've got to deal with it right then, right there. So I just wanted to talk to you about, first of all, when I told you, and I know that I've in the media, I've often just said, you just said, yeah, we know, dear. But I know there was more to it than that. So I just, do you remember when I told you and how you felt?
And this is what I've been thinking about. No, I don't. And I can't remember it at all, really.
I am gay, Mum.
No.
I am.
So what I've been thinking of is that that's actually good because things you remember are often shocking things. I mean, I remember when Kennedy was shot and when the Twin Towers and Princess Diana, whatever, and they're etched, or I remember what I was doing. I don't remember at all. But that's good in a way because, in other words, it wasn't shocking and it wasn't scary. We thought for quite a time that you could be gay and it was really nice to know that you'd accepted that and also that you'd, more importantly, that you felt able to open us to us about it. And so I was just really pleased that we sort of sorted all that out and it wasn't something hanging around that, you know, nobody sort of spoke about. So I don't remember at all, really. I can't remember when I didn't know you were gay, in other words. So, yeah.
Okay, well, my next question is, what made you think that I was gay? I mean, let's be honest, it was pretty obvious, but I want to know from your mouth.
What I've always thought with my children is that you're all unique. And so you were unique in your own way. And a lot of things you did could have possibly pointed the fact that you were gay, the fact that you never wanted to wear dresses or those big grey shorts that you wore for about 3 years. And
yeah, but that you then threw away. And I was...
Darling, you say that all the time. I can't remember that either. And obviously that would have been big...
That's one of those things like Princess Diana dying was my grey shorts died because you got rid of them because you thought they were ridiculous.
Well, they were a bit. And the fact that you wanted a G.I. Joe...
Yeah.
And that you played with cars and you wanted the fort for Lego. But then again, lots of girls want that as well. So it wasn't right. I did draw the line at boxing gloves when you wanted boxing gloves one Christmas. Yes. I decided that I didn't. I thought you'd probably box your sisters. So
they would never fight me.
That was... Yeah. But it was just part of you, Don, and it didn't necessarily to me mean you were gay. It was just that you were a very interesting person, just as your sisters are, you know. So, yeah.
So... When you obviously did know, and I think I remember probably because I guess for me it was something.
Of course it was, yeah.
And it was when I had my first girlfriend and I said, I've met someone and it's not a boy.
Yeah.
And that's when I remember you saying, we know, that's fine. Was there any part of you, though, that was worried about?
Oh, yes, of course. It was fine. And I was so pleased that you were happy and that you looked, you know, you'd had some hard times going up to that. And as you said, it was dealing with this complex thing. Your dad wasn't worried at all. Yeah. he jokingly said, well, I like women too, so I don't blame him.
Yeah.
So And I think I've thought a lot about this. I sometimes think it's easier for a woman maybe to accept a gay son and a man to accept a gay daughter. And that's just my thinking, that I think perhaps because I'm not gay, I perhaps find it harder to understand that you are. However, what was the question? No, sorry.
What were you worried about, if anything?
I was worried about other people's reaction to you. And I worked with a woman, an educated woman, who I found was quite homophobic. I worked at Wellington Women's, and on the maternity wards, way back, they would say for visiting, husbands can visit any time. And then eventually they changed it to fathers of the baby can visit any time. And then finally, with a big breakthrough, they said partners can visit any time. And this person I worked with was horrified at that. Who are we? Why are we catering to these people? Who, you know, and I
really,
yeah. And you, she knew you, and I am always mad with myself because because I never told her that you were gay. Because, and I feel that I was weak, and I should have said, well, actually, Karen, this person you like and know is gay. I mean, I don't quite know why she didn't think you were, but, you know, it was that. And I always, you know, was disappointed in myself then. And I'm not like that now, but I was at the time. I was a bit guarded about. And that wasn't probably all just to save you. It was to save me as well. I was processing it and thinking, I've got to learn to say, I have a gay daughter, Karen. And it was just,
And I guess, obviously, this was a while ago now in terms of when it was.
Ages.
Not ages. I'm not that old. And okay, here's my next question now. Oh, you just made me think of it. And you told me the story the other day. When did you come out as a senior?
Oh, stop it. You see, that's it. I don't think I am a senior.
You are.
I know.
Although you did just, you only said it because you wanted to get into the movies for cheap.
Yeah. I am a senior, you know. Sorry.
Thinking about, don't be sorry. Just don't do it anymore. No, thinking back to when you grew up in England.
Yeah.
In the 1920s. Do you ever remember any gay people that you knew of? Or was it something that you had an awareness of as a young person?
No. Except, well, there were two girls at school that I'm sure were gay now. And but I don't think we ever said anything, and we didn't really all know the words or the way to deal with it. I mean, I'm sure you remember what Nana was told you, the story about when she was in the army, you know.
About her special friends in the army?
No. That she had, there were women in the army, and she'd never heard of the term. She'd never heard of anything. And she thought they were all very homesick when they all had to get into bed together and, and obviously they were just homesick, Anne, you know. But then she realised.
They were homosexual.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think you told her when you came out and she was really good about that.
I remember, because I guess as well, because of her age, I did expect, I was like, but she was absolutely happy as Larry and good as gold and almost, I think excited for me and just, I remember she used to say that one of my ex-partners gave the best hugs ever.
Oh, well, Penny that's Angel. Another thing you see about all the fabulous women I've met because you're gay and the men as well and all the people that I possibly wouldn't have known. So I can truthfully say some of my best friends are gay.
And your best daughter?
Karen.
What?
One of my daughters is gay.
The best one? Well, if you had to rank us, like?
Karen, stop it.
Okay.
That's another thing you see. So competitive. You always had to be first in the car, first out the car, first down the stairs. And we always win every game. But whether that again is a gay straight, I don't know really.
I think I just, and also had to be the first one to be gay. I achieved that though, didn't I?
Yeah.
I think you're conflating a whole bunch of issues.
Don't want to be held to account rising child abuse numbers.
You can manipulate crime statistics.
I promised I wouldn't have a tattoo about gotcha journalism.
Hang into the National Party's attack line there. But I think
it would be a resignation offence if I didn't deliver tax reductions.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it at all.
Nothing iffy in there. That sits with you perfectly fine.
That's what we're focused on.
Whatever happens in politics, the weird, the wonderful, the important, the thought-provoking, we got you. Listen to Tova wherever you get your podcasts.
So when you came over from England in 1973,
yeah.
What about in New Zealand? Did you meet any gays in New Zealand when you were still a young adult?
No.
Who's the first gay person you met?
You, probably.
Is it? Well, you met me, yeah, but...
No, honestly, I don't know. No. And then the people that you introduced me to, really. Isn't that funny? So probably people weren't very prominent then, except in the entertainment field. And that is, I think, you know, obviously you've done very well. And I think hopefully that is easier for you because there are lots of people that are gay in the entertainment field.
But you knew the top twins were lesbians, didn't you?
Yes, and that was funny, wasn't it? When I thought, well, I'll treat Karen and took you to the top
twins. Don't tell the story.
I went, why?
No.
Okay, I took you to the top and you loved every minute. We'll just put it that way then, shall we?
No, that was when I, how old would I have been then? I was still...
About 32.
No, it wasn't. Was I?
No, you're in your 20s, I suppose.
But I guess it was that I did obviously still have elements of internalised homophobia even within myself. And I found the fact that there were some very, very,
very
butch-presenting women and couples, I found it confronting. Yeah. And it made me feel a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Why is that, Mum? Because you didn't care, did you?
No.
No?
No. I think, weren't we talking about this the other day, that anything that isn't like us, we tend to be scared of. Mm. And so with things we don't understand or necessarily do ourselves, we just think, oh gosh, what's all that about? And I don't think I better not know any more about that. And I think that's where racism starts and homophobia and all sorts of things, you know. And it's, we always would say, oh, I'm not biased about anything, but we are. It's something in us, but it's a protective thing, I suppose, that we just think, oh no, I don't think I want to know about that. Yeah, so you've opened up a whole world for me.
A big rainbow world.
And it's great. And I think, I feel things are getting better for you and for gay people and trans people and whatever. And I'm learning not to say policeman.
Yes.
But at least I pull myself up now whenever I say anything like that. And I'm also trying not to think that all pilots are men and all doctors are men, which they're definitely not. There's more women now trained to be doctors than men. But so that's another good thing, that it pulls you up and you think, no, that's not right. Yeah. Was there anything else you wanted to ask me?
I do.
No, don't force it, darling, if that's all that you wanted to say.
No,
I was going to say what I was thinking about as well.
You just talk to me. Yeah.
I thought you might ask me, what do you think, you know, however I suffered for being gay maybe and, you know, my difficult moments. And I was thinking,
have I? It's a great question that you've asked me to ask you.
But the only one was thing I was going to think of a funny answer, and that was when you were bridesmaid for your sisters.
Yes. Actually, you know what? That was very difficult
it
for
was.
Me.
And I think, you know, now we possibly wouldn't have asked you to, you know, or let you wear a suit or something, because that was
twice. I had to wear those.
Teaching along in high heels with you. It was just.
And with that hairdo.
And your makeup. You know, we were all sitting there in makeup, and it was just. Mind you wear makeup now, don't you, when you're on the telly and whatever.
Only because I have to.
I know.
Not a choice.
But, oh, and me saying you look so pretty, and that was...
That is always the time I know when I need to get a haircut, is when you say, oh, your hair looks pretty. I'm like, oh, gosh. Either I've washed it or I need a haircut. Speaking of your haircut.
Yeah.
Do you have a lesbian haircut so that you can be an ally with me? Is that...
Absolutely, darling.
It's a beautiful haircut. Yeah. It's very pretty.
It is just like yours.
I know. Really, it's the same haircut.
I think the older you get, the shorter your hair gets for some reason.
What do you think?
So you'll be bald by the time. Oh, sorry.
Just lastly, Mum.
Yeah.
Do you think... In terms of, you know, things that have been difficult for me, and I know you touched on when you had that colleague and you felt, and that made you feel weak or not good. Mm. Have you experienced any other challenges as a result of my identity?
I still think people are. homophobic. And people will see you on the TV, and if they know I'm your mom, or I didn't like that, or, you know. And so, but I don't think that's, I was going to say, I don't think it's because you're gay, just because the program was hopeless. No, I didn't.
Which program are you talking about?
Any old program.
All of them.
No, but I think, and I'm proud to say, and for them to sort of be thinking, oh, that's just ordinary old Anne's daughter, you know. And so it puts you in a context that you're not just gay.
Yeah.
You are somebody's daughter and somebody's sister and somebody's partner. And so that's, I think, to normalise it. Because being gay is not what you are.
It's not my defining characteristic, no.
And you don't go around saying, do you think they may be heterosexual? Or, you know, I don't think we should think about that side of it. It's part of you.
Yeah, you should really think, are they a nice person?
Absolutely. Well, you're not, so there you go. God, you're gay.
He's talking about something. Mum.
Sorry.
Going to do a lot of editing for this chat.
Yes.
No, it's been absolutely lovely, Mum. I knew it would be good, and I knew you were a little bit scared. And I was like, don't you be scared. If I can ever sound remotely entertaining, it's because of you.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. No, not sweet. It's not. That's a bit of a silly word, isn't
it? It's really cool.
Very good of you.
I don't talk like that.
I've gone silly now. Can we stop it?
That was the one, the only, my mum, whose name is Anne O'Leary. What an inspiration of a mum, of a person, and of as a heterosexual person. Thank you, Mum. You might be a senior, but at least you get to go to the movies for cheap. No, Mum, thank you so much for your time, and I just have a nice train ride back to Carterton.
That's a pleasure.
I'd offer to give you a lift, but
can't be bothered. Fair enough.
Thank you, Mum. I love you very much.
Love
You're the best.
Sorry.
It was brilliant.
I was silly.
It's good. This was Full Disclosure, a Stuff and Kale Productions podcast. Thanks so much for listening. If you've missed any episodes, you can find them all at www.stuff.co.nz/full disclosure or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to creator and producer Kate Langdon, Stuff producer Jen Black, and executive producer Chris Reed, and audio editor John Ropiha, with original music by Eilish Wilson. Mā te wā, Aotearoa.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Do you want another very broad question? I've got a very broad question today.
Go on then.
What do you know about sports?
Up the Wazz! Go the Black Caps. And don't forget Premier League football.
Oh, you do love a bit of Premier League footy, don't you? What team is it that you support again?
Oh, the current champions, Manchester City.
I think they're pronounced Arsenal. It's pronounced Arsenal.
But you know what's good about football?
Yeah, what?
They don't regulate sock height.
I'm sorry? There's a sport that regulates sock height?
Indeed there is, and it's cycling.
That's very strange. Why on earth do they regulate it?
Well, I know, but if you want to find out, you'll have to listen to the Big Stuff Quiz, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, that's a cliffhanger indeed. The Big Stuff Quiz is brought to you by Melbourne Every Bit Different.
If you don't have time to read the in-depth stories, or you just prefer to listen instead, The Long Read from Stuff is the podcast for you. Each week we showcase one of our excellent pieces of journalism, telling important or entertaining stories from the world of crime, sport, history, culture and more. You also get to hear from the journalists themselves about how they uncovered the story and how it came to life. So for your weekly dose of long-form journalism, beautifully read, subscribe to The Long Read from Stuff wherever you get your podcasts.